Welcome back to the Midday Mumbles podcast. I'm Gage.
I'm Isaac.
And I'm Brody.
And today is, well, an interesting episode. We're in the new studio. I'm in the new studio. Brody's in the networking closet.
Yeah, because maybe two people talking into two individual mics in the same room doesn't work.
As I had just to maybe. Tell you, you couldn't it figure works. That one out on your own.
So this episode is brought to you by ourselves, more importantly, wow. Our Patreon. If you go to patreon.com/MiddayMumbles, you get access to... There's three tiers, okay? The Mumblehead, $1. Mumbo Bros, which is $5. And the Mumbotron, which is $10. All these have very cool perks. You know, one of them you can actually game with us. So
I don't know about very cool. I really... Maybe moderately cool, besides the one that involves playing video games with me. That one's very cool, because, you know, I'm a cool dude.
So one of them allows you to play video games with us. So, yeah.
They're supposed to go in a scale of a little cool to pretty cool.
Right, yes. Yeah.
I think.
To at least quite cool.
So go to patreon.com/MiddayMumbles. That's patreon.com/MiddayMumbles. Okay, so episode 9, here we are. We're back once again. How was everyone's Christmas?
Kind of crap.
What do you mean kind of crap?
I'm sick. I've been sick all week.
How was your family? Did they come up?
Hmm?
How was your family?
Oh, yeah. We had we had Christmas with the whole family kind of deal.
That's
and then
cool.
We just had our small family on an actual Christmas.
Neat. That's awesome, dude. That is great.
I wasn't sick for the whole family one. I was only sick for the, partial family.
Brody, what did you do for the holiday?
Open presents on Christmas morning.
Do you do anything on Christmas? I can't remember. Do you do things on Christmas Eve?
Well, I have a little meal, but it's not... It's not crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We did the same thing. But Christmas was pretty cool. It went by way too fast, though. it's already the 28th. Like, Jesus Christ. Come on, guys. Father time. Let's kind of slow shit down, okay? But what did you guys eat on Christmas?
Not much, because,
So, I eat chocolates, because I got chocolates in my stocking.
Yeah, I've just been able to, look at all the good food and then not eat much of it, because most of it's, pretty high in sugar, and I've been trying to avoid that, because sick. I don't want to make myself more sick.
Oh, yeah, I totally understand. My brother was really sick the day after Christmas, so...
It's just kind of... It's sick. Really sucky to, get candies and see desserts and stuff and be like, nope, you can't have that.
Yeah, no, usually Christmas time, they do stocking stuffers, and it's Santa Claus brings the chocolates and all that, right? So Christmas is pretty cool.
What'd you guys score? Any amazing presents?
Isaac, did you get any amazing presents?
I got a new CPU and a new computer case, which I rebuilt my computer into. It looks pretty snazzy. It's the Cooler Master H500 with the mesh panel on the front.
What did you score, Brody?
I scored a pair of Gordini winter gloves, which are the best on the market.
Oof. Yeah, that's sick, dude.
I know. It was a total score.
Being warm.
You know what this means, Gage?
I don't know what the brand is, but I like being warm. I also got a winter hat and gloves.
You guys are just... I got this... computer parts.
I
my
got a
gifts are better than yours.
Uncle. Well, no, I got a keyboard from my uncle, and I got a Sigma lens from my parents, from my camera.
Ooh, okay.
If we were both cold, my gift would be better than yours, though.
Yeah, well, I got a
but if we're in a comfortable
jacket.
Environment where you can enjoy a computer, yours may be better than mine.
Yeah.
But Christmas, remember this, Christmas isn't about the gifts, right?
Christmas
it's about
is
family.
Only about the gifts, Gage.
Christmas
no!
is about how my gifts are better than yours, and you better know why.
Christmas is about like family spending time.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you're just.
I think.
I don't know.
I feel like you're missing the point of Christmas. Okay. I feel like Walmart would be like freaking out at you right now. They'd be like, "No, it's about presents." You know.
My grandparents and parents are like, "Yo, what do you want for Christmas anyway?" I'm like, "Yeah, give me some HDMI cords." I ended up with like 15 HDMI cords by the end of it. My uncle got me HDMI cords. My parents, my brother, my grandfather and grandmother, like, what's going on?
Gage, you know? Why do you need so many HDMI cords?
I'm always running short on them because I have so many screens, and now I have a surplus.
Gage, you have two extra screens.
Well, yeah, but
you don't
I also
need
have my
15
Elgatos.
HDMI cords.
I have my Elgato and like my Cam Link, which requires like two HDMI cords, so it's pretty.
Why not DisplayPort? You should become cooler and use
my DSLR. Well, my ultra wide is DisplayPort. So, I guess if you want to look at it like that,
yeah.
But yeah, I got one of those Cherry MX Blue keyboards, which is pretty pretty cool. The Logitech gaming thing, which I don't know, like it's cool. I mean, I love it. It's RGB. I learned it does an audio spectrum when you put your are listening to music.
I think you're downplaying it. I think having a mechanical keyboard is one of the best possible things you can have.
I know, but I don't like boasting about my gifts. Like, I don't like that. I'm not that kind of person.
Can you give us some keyboard clicks?
Yeah, hold on.
What kind of switch is it?
Cherry MX Blue.
Oh, is it one of the older Logitech keyboards? Because I think they switched to their own branded switch type.
Oh, well, yeah, it sounds like it, though.
Oh, okay. It's the equivalent of the Blue.
Yeah, it sounds and feels exactly like you'd want it to sound.
Yeah, really hold the keyboard up to the mic. I want to hear this.
Okay. Did you hear it?
No.
Well, I'm not changing my mic gain for this, but it sounds good. Brody, you're in my office right now. I mean, you know what it sounds like.
I am far from the office.
You're on the other room in the networking closet where all the networking server is. Oh, crap. But yeah, Christmas was epic. I mean, we had a roast this Christmas. We do every year. And honestly, by the end of Christmas Day, I was like friggin' starving. And it was the best thing ever. The roast, having the ribs too. Ooh. Oh boy, mouth waters. But yeah. So moving on, Brody has his kombucha update. I'm very interested to hear about his kombucha update.
Yes, I received all the fixings for making kombucha this Christmas. I received
even
some
SCOBY.
Yes, I successfully obtained a SCOBY.
Who gave That's you a epic. SCOBY?
I bought it on Amazon. They come in a little bag, and it's like the bag is a little sealed off thing, and it's in a probably cup and a half of juice, and then it's just the SCOBY just floating around in it.
That's pretty cool.
And so I've set it up, brewed up some really, really strong tea, put some sugar in it, and it's down in the basement next to the fire, picking up radiant heat.
So how
and
long
it'll probably be
take?
About done in 7 to 8 days from now.
Oh yeah, well that's pretty cool.
And then it's on to flavoring.
Then you can get your like funky water, sugar water on.
Absolutely. after it ferments the first time, it's on to putting on my chef hat and becoming the flavor master of the kombucha, and I gotta figure out how I want to flavor it. And I'm thinking that the first flavor that I come up with as a kombucha guy will be like vanilla extract and blueberries. I'm thinking that'll be very good. So like, have either of you tried like blueberry pie with vanilla ice cream on it before?
Yeah.
Blueberry pie with vanilla ice cream? I mean, yeah.
I want to try to create something that's like that.
Okay, that sounds interesting.
For your kombucha?
Yeah, as a flavor, yeah.
I have a hint for you to make it taste more like that. Don't put the weird SCOBY into it. Just make a flavored drink.
Are you saying to just maybe take water, flavor it, and then carbonate it manually?
Right, and don't put a funky, like, fungus mucus thing into it.
I think you're making it too easy. That sounds too easy.
That sounds like it would taste good.
That's pretty funny.
That sounds...
I know, weird concept. So just
I can't even... I'm having trouble comprehending that, bro.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm interested to hear about how your SCOBY is going to be over the next 3 weeks. Definitely sounds interesting.
Yes, I will keep everyone updated on how the kombucha goes.
Weekly kombucha updates. From the Midday Mumbles studios.
Should we, should Brody take photos of it and we post it on social media? Like,
yeah,
growing?
Yeah. Brody will take photos and I'll post it on the Twitter and Instagram.
You're now officially required to do that.
That may be hard to do.
No, you have to.
No, you're just going to take photos of the thing.
It doesn't like light. It's under a blanket right now.
But yeah, just you just gotta pull up the blanket for a second. Just take a quick snap and then put back the blanket down, you know?
I can do that.
Yes.
That's easy enough.
That's what you gotta do. So yeah, I mean,
it's like shh, it's sleeping right now, you know? That's the state it's in right now. Like you're not supposed to touch it. When it's fermenting the first time, it's
you're not even supposed to talk about it. It will like hear your negativity and it'll absorb it into the drink.
Yeah, I would believe something like that if they told me it.
It's like a little alien. Oh. Any big kombucha related happenings?
No.
No.
It's the same. I hope it doesn't flip mold out.
Hope it doesn't crawl out and like eat you in your sleep, absorb your face away.
It could do something like that. I'm sure it could.
I'm interested though to see.
It's a very strange creature.
I'm very interested to see. I'm pretty excited to see how this turns out in the end. Like I really am actually.
If you drink it and you don't get food poisoning, I'll try it.
If I or if Brody?
If Brody does.
If both of us.
I'm definitely going to try it. We'll make a special video on the Midday Mumbles podcast.
Of us drinking channel. Brody's
of us
kombucha.
Trying Brody's kombucha, yeah. like this episode if you want to see that.
Nice.
Share it on all your social medias.
You
and
have
we'll make sure
to,
it happens.
Or else it won't happen.
In three
I
episodes,
swear.
We'll be on episode what? Like 13, we'll be drinking his kombucha. So moving on, we are doing this new thing now. Called the Mumble Awards, okay? So, we're pretty excited to do this. We're going to be doing some movie and video game awards. So, in category number one, we have the Esports Game of the Year. Okay, guys? Our nominees are Fortnite, Overwatch, Apex Legends, Rainbow Six, and CSGO. And the winner... is Rainbow Six.
I mean, obviously, because the only other good one there is CSGO, okay? I'm just going to put this out there. I'm going to be an insider and leak something. Gage made this list. This is not a list made by any, like, huge committee of people.
Me.
This was Gage. He made this list. We voted on the games given, okay?
But
just
Brody
putting that
me.
Out there. What about Brody? You're saying
he helped me do it.
Oh. Still not a huge committee, you know?
Huge committee of Brody.
So the reason that Fortnite is on there is obviously because it's an esport. It's very popular.
For some reason. I don't know why.
Brody and I have played a lot of Fortnite.
If you play Fortnite, if you're listening to this podcast and you play Fortnite, I want you to know that I am personally disappointed in you. You exactly.
But here's the big thing, though. Like, it's not because it's a popular game that people like it. It's because of the fact that it gets regular updates. And no matter what, there's always going to be new content to play with.
I think it's just a game that five-year-olds like because it's colorful and bright.
No. That's why Fortnite is so popular, because of the fact that it gets so many regular updates on a daily, on a weekly basis. There's even daily uploads, daily updates on some weeks. There have been in the past. And in Overwatch, I've only played a few rounds of Overwatch, not really familiar with it, but I know it's a very popular game in the esports section.
I used to play a fair amount of Overwatch on PS4, but now that I've switched over to PC pretty much entirely, I just haven't really played it at all.
I've had friends who have played Overwatch in the past. I'm not a huge fan of it. I think it's very boring. Apex Legends, though, we played a lot of that in the beginning of 2019 when it came out. Very enjoyed that game very much. Got boring, but then they started adding content like Fortnite, and I haven't played it in a while, but I've heard that is very popular in the esports genre.
Would it be worth a re-download? Because I don't know what they've done to it. I just only played it when it first came out.
I think it is, yeah. Rainbow Six, the winner. The reason that one is because, Isaac and I
play
a lot of it.
It's a great game, okay? I love Rainbow Six.
It is a good game. It's fun. It doesn't get boring. Like, we play sometimes, 5 hours at a time. It's very fun.
And I mean, the little bit of... none of us, I don't think, really watch esports, because this is what the category is on. But I've actually watched a little bit of Rainbow Six, like esports and like stuff on YouTube for it. And I think it would be the most entertaining to watch.
I know. And then CSGO. I mean, we've all played CSGO. They made CSGO free recently. Very, very, very fun game. I enjoy playing whenever I can. It's a very old game, however.
Yeah, it's definitely feeling its age, in my opinion. Like, whenever I play it still. I play it fairly often. But it definitely doesn't have the new game polish to it.
But it's still extremely fun. Brody, do you like CSGO?
That one time I played it, it was okay.
I thought it was pretty fun, the custom game.
I don't think I would return to it, though.
So, the winner of Esports Game of the Year.
Like, it really does feel like a game you're playing that's like, oh, we're in 2008 again, you know?
But the winner of the Esports Game of the Year is Rainbow Six. So, moving on to the category number two, games with regular support. Now, by this, we mean regular updated games. Our nominees are Fortnite, Grand Theft Auto Online, Rainbow Six, Destiny 2, Apex Legends, and Ark Survival Evolved. So Fortnite, obviously very fun. We talked about that in the last category. Regular updates. It's supported so much. Grand Theft Auto Online, that gets a lot of updates now. They actually are releasing a new heist update. They've released quite a few big updates this summer. And that is one of my favorite games of all time. Rainbow Six again, they update it quite frequently, whether it's a bug fix, a map change, or a new skin, a new operator.
Well, they add new operators fairly routinely.
Destiny 2, that gets routine updates all the time. Very fun game. I've only played a few hours of Destiny 2. I enjoyed it. Apex Legends again, and Ark, Survival Evolved. That gets pretty regular updates, whether it's bug fixes or new items added. And the winner of this category is, once again, Rainbow Six Siege. Oof. Yeah. Isaac and I like that game, and Brody voted for it, I do believe. And
It's because it's only three of us, you know. Do remember, this is small group of people opinions. This is nothing significant.
Next year we'll do a poll. How does that sound?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, so this is gonna be a new thing. Every the week before New Year's, the last week or so of December, we'll do this. And so our third category is best movie of 2019. Our nominees are Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Joker, Avengers Endgame, Ford v Ferrari, Star Wars Rise of Skywalker, and Zombieland 2.
I think we should break each of these down, okay? So Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, bad movie. It's a bad movie. Don't let Brody tell you otherwise.
I disagree. I like it.
It's so poorly structured. It's such a hard movie to follow. The only one good thing about that movie is like the dramatic ending to it when he shoots the girl with a flamethrower in the pool. That was cool. The rest of it, lame.
I thought you liked Brad Pitt, Brody.
I do. Isaac just said one of the greatest things about the movie I interrupted with Brad Pitt. I thought it was a
Joker
great movie.
Joker was an okay movie.
I'm going to put it out there.
Okay, Joker was an okay movie. I liked it at first, but obviously, you know, you think about it for a few weeks after you saw it, and you kind of realize that it's not as good as you thought it was.
Well, it was very very dramatic. It was very emotion-inspiring. You know, you could feel the movie. Not most movies you really... It's clearly just fake, crappy storytelling. But in that, you could really feel it. You could kind of level with the Joker. And then they had several dramatic twists through the movie. And I really liked it.
Avengers Endgame, obviously the epic finale of the Avengers saga. Very good movie. Very hyped, highly anticipated movie. We all liked it. I mean, I liked it. Isaac liked it. Brody, did you like Avengers Endgame?
No, just another superhero movie for me, I guess.
Yeah, I agree. Star Wars, Rise of Skywalker. We just recently saw that.
Was a terrible movie.
I liked it. It was a good movie.
I thought the CG
Brody is
really
a liar. Okay.
CG was 10 out of 10.
CGI was great. The storytelling, it was more dramatic than the other three, or the other two, I mean. It was the best of the three, for sure. The first two were just too much for children, and the second one was just, like, really crappy, like, storytelling. There was lots of things that they went and did, and it was pointless. And it was just a very slowly paced movie. Very little happened throughout the entire movie.
I can agree with that. I do think this one was the best of the newer trilogy.
Yeah. So I think
disagree.
Just because it had a lot of going on.
I thought Force Awakens was the best of this trilogy.
And I think the acting was the best out of the three. Because maybe it's just the actors have gotten more used to their roles, which you would hope they'd be able to do anyways.
That's a good point.
But
well, at first it was like they were thrown this big staff. You know, they highly anticipated a movie. Everyone was going to look at it and judge it.
Right.
So that's kind of a hard thing to you know, get up to fans' expectations. But nonetheless, I mean, it was a good movie. But obviously, I'm not a huge fan of it. Brody is neither. So
I liked
CGI.
Zombieland 2. So this movie is the sequel to the 2009 Zombieland movie. Isaac didn't go see it with us, but I think he watched it online. It was a funny movie. Very good movie, I thought. I really enjoyed it. Brody, did you like Zombieland 2?
I think I could have gone my whole life without it.
Yep. Well, the winner is Ford versus Ferrari, which was amazing movie.
Yeah, no, it was phenomenal. It
hands
was
down.
I was sitting like up in my seat the entire time. It was so interesting. I'm not much of a car person, like a car racing person, but it was so interesting.
That's what I think. That is a great point. I'm not a car person either at all, but that movie was like great.
It just
hands down.
It was awesome. It kept my attention the whole time.
Yes, it was really good, I thought. I loved it. I have always been a racing fan, but I didn't know what to expect from this movie. But my expectations were blown away, actually. I thought it was going to be a very average movie, but it just so happened to win the Mumble Award for Best Movie of the Year.
The most prestigious of awards.
We'll have a statue, so if the producers want it, I'll send you one. I'm just kidding.
We're too poor for that.
What?
I said we're too poor for that.
Yeah, yeah. Moving on, though, number four, best multiplayer game of the year. Not of the year, but like best multiplayer game that's still going. That's very popular. So Fortnite, Apex Legends, GTA Online, and Rainbow Six. All these games, again.
We've already talked about them. Besides, did we talk about? No, we didn't talk about GTA.
GTA, I mean, I love the game. It's an old game, though, but it's still very popular. It's still popping.
Old game. Everybody's seen it.
CSGO is still an old game.
The multiplayer kind of sucks on it, too, because, like, I go and play GTA 5, I just, like, I join in, and then some guy on the hover bike just laser blasts me every time
I spawn in. Obviously. Jeez.
Like, it's...
But,
it's not
but
even fun.
Anyway,
other people
ruin Rainbow Six. The winner is Rainbow Six.
I enjoyed GTA Online when it came out. Yeah.
The winner, though, is Rainbow Six Siege. So moving on to the final category, Game of the Year. Our nominees are Sekiro. This game Brody played for months. Brody, Sekiro, talk about it.
It's a great game. I love Dark Souls. If you love Dark Souls, you probably love Sekiro too. It's just one of those games. they kind of have this mold of the game they're going to make, and From Software kind of delivers. And they did it again, and it was a good game.
So then we have Outer Worlds. Isaac, talk about Outer Worlds.
It's a lot like Fallout, from what I understand. I haven't really played much of the Fallouts, but it's a lot like those. I just think it's a fun game to play. I liked it a lot.
Then we have Far Cry 5. That was one of my favorite games of the year. I absolutely loved it. Far Cry New Dawn, though, is the one in this category. A very good game. Borderlands 3. We already talked about Borderlands 3.
It was the newest installment. I didn't really play it.
It's just a game. And it happened.
But it's pretty much the same as it was with Sekiro. It's probably like Borderlands 1 and 2. Probably very similar.
Probably maybe a good game. We probably maybe shouldn't have included it in this list.
And Apex Legends. Very fun game. Loved it early 2019. But the winner is Sekiro, Outer Worlds, and Far Cry 5.
Because we can't make decisions.
It was a tie. Like three of us tied. And we couldn't figure out how to do it, so...
Mostly because there's very little voting power in this committee. In this micro committee. Micro.
So congratulations to those three games. You guys did a good job. And here's to 2020 Game of the Year Midday Mumbles Award. Mumble Award. So, moving on.
You guys do New Year's resolutions? Do you actually care about that?
I think about it a little.
Yeah. The thing with New Year's resolutions, though, everyone just drops them. You know what I mean? Like, you do them for a couple weeks, and then it's like, eh. But I'm taking mine seriously this year.
Oh, really? What is that?
I want to lose weight. Okay, I'm a fat ass. Okay, I have a gym membership. I'm gonna start going every day, and by the end of 2020, I'm gonna be hopefully in ship shape, but
just throw down that Dance Dance Revolution mat and just go ham, okay? That's all you need.
No. Yes, I'm gonna live. I'm gonna be a muscular man. I'm gonna be, you know, light.
One step at a time, Gage.
2020. I'm gonna be a different man by the end of 2020.
Okay, I'm just saying if your goal is too high, you're never gonna reach it. Pick something reasonable.
My other goal is I want to start streaming and posting on YouTube more. So I actually, the studio that I'm in right now is my personal office, and I plans to release videos very frequently on YouTube and also stream very regularly on Twitch. Isaac and Brody will probably be in some of the videos and streams eventually. Maybe. Isaac and I. Brody, what's your New Year's resolution?
Not much. Learn some more stuff. Read some more books.
Epic.
Brew some more kombucha. Words to live by. Learn more stuff, read more books, and brew more kombucha.
So what about you, Isaac?
I don't know. I really haven't thought about it much, you know?
No?
It's just date changing. I don't really care. I don't see what's special about it, you know?
Oof.
Yeah. Live life. Yeah. That's my resolution.
So, yeah, I'm very excited for the New Year's. 2020. End of the decade! But, yeah, so that's my tradition. My resolution. Sorry, that's my resolution. And Brody's resolution. And Isaac's.
I went to a craft store the other day, and I couldn't believe it that they're actually selling. You know how they sell those New Year's glasses? They were trying to sell people the 2019 ones. Like, they actually had them on shelf with the price and everything, like the 2019 ones. From last year, yeah. Like, I can't even believe they would even try to do something like that. Nobody. I thought that was just funny.
Yeah, it is kind of funny. But moving on, I teased it a little bit. I moved into a new office, a new space. Brody is here. Brody, what did you think of the space while you were here?
Smells old. Smells a little dusty.
It's been vacant for a while, but I'm renting a new space. Birdie is in the networking room. How do you like how does the networking room seem right now?
Dustier than the rest of the building.
Yeah, I got some cleaning to do. Don't worry. But it's a nice little building. And here I am doing the podcast and
complain about his audio. Please go down in the comments, be like, Gage, your audio, it sounds echoey and like garbage.
I'm putting paneling up.
Your foam panels already, Gage. Why are you slacking off so hard? Post that, complain to him, you know, hunt him down.
Write us an email.
Threaten to dox him. Like, this is important that he puts up those foam panels.
I just got in today, bro.
Well, get on your game.
Oof.
Gonna ruin the podcast, Gage.
Okay. But yeah, that's pretty cool. So looking forward to stuff like that. I mean, you know, it's pretty cool, I suppose. But I'm enjoying it. I set up today. Took all day long. I brought my desk in here, a new desk, put my old tech up, put up my softbox light, my green screen. Oof. Brody, this room is pretty lit, wouldn't you say?
Looks like somebody threw a bunch of recording equipment into it. Along with a calendar.
And a calendar. Wow.
Yes. It's a Chinese calendar. It says it's a Chinese man doing things. But
it's a great great setup. Yeah. It is.
Yeah, man. I like it. It's not done yet. There's a lot of... I gotta hook up my hard drives and what else? I don't know. A lot of stuff. I guess the green screen's gotta be fixed.
You gotta decorate it.
I do. I'm gonna bring some posters.
It looks like a studio, but there's no personality, man.
I'm kind of trying to depend if I want the green screen up or if I want to put, like, stuff behind it rather than... I don't know.
What's the green screen like? How does it assemble? How does it hold? Is it just, like, a portable one?
No, it's a poles.
Right, that's but is it a nuisance to set up and take down, or is it?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a frame, and then the sheet is clamped over the frame,
yeah,
right?
That's the reason I moved in, because I was in my bedroom, and it was really hard to have to set up every time I wanted to record. Like, the setup is usually 20 minutes, so everything's staying up, which is pretty cool.
Unless you decorate, of course, then it's coming down, and then
you could just have your like around your head, just be like whatever decorations you put in the room, you know, have some spice, have some personality. Yeah.
I got a ton of Star Wars stuff that I'm going to put up in here, so that should be cool. But stay tuned on Twitter at Gage of Tweets, and you'll see updates daily.
daily updates on your
daily updates.
Watch Gage on stream
or my videos, yeah. But so moving on, our final thing is our New Year's traditions. So let's talk about that for a second. Does anyone have traditions they do on New Year's?
Stay up till 12 and watch it turn to the next day.
So Brody, what are your traditions?
I drink many bottles of sparkling grape cider.
You do?
Several bottles? And yourself?
I go through many bottles of the sparkling grape cider.
Does anyone do, so we get Chinese food on New Year's Eve. And we just eat Chinese food and we play Monopoly.
Before the ball drops?
New Year's Day is just another day. Like, no one...
Well, I mean, it's a day where you've probably slept in,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because we stay up till midnight sometimes.
Oh, you don't sometimes?
Well, no, my parents are getting older, so they don't generally do it. So it's usually just me and my brother.
Getting older, wow. Can't handle midnight.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, that's funny. But yeah, no, it's true. But New Year's is, I'm looking forward to another decade. Love living and learning, growing, and stuff like that. So, yeah, Isaac, what are you looking forward to with the new year anyway?
Nothing really. Just another year, like I said.
Isaac just wants life to go on. More computer parts.
I just need more computer parts.
Are you looking forward to anything?
Next year come around, more computer parts. Then I'm just waiting on next year again.
Looking forward to anything on New Year's, though?
No.
No?
No.
Wow. I don't know.
New Year's is when my school vacation ends. So then, you know, I'm actually the opposite of looking forward to New Year's.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're going to graduate next year, so that's pretty good.
Well, this year. I graduate this year. Or technically, I guess, next year. But it's like this school year. This chunk of school. I'm a senior in high school right now.
No, you're a sophomore.
No.
Yes.
No, oh, yeah. That's shout a lie.
Shout out to Chicken. No, we didn't. We haven't scripted anything in this, just so you know.
I'm going to... You want me to leak him? There's a guy I know. He has demanded that I leak him everything we prepare for the podcast. So if you want to get on that in excitement of his his little revolt against our podcast, join our Discord server. He complains a lot on there.
Yeah, join our Discord server. Definitely join it. But I think that's going to end the podcast for today. It's one of our shortest podcasts, I think, but I gotta get home and eat. So our Patreon, patreon.com/midday mumbles. That is how you can help support the show. Isaac and Brody, do you want them to go to our Patreon?
Yeah, I would love that. That'd be great. Give me money.
It'd be cool.
But so if you want to follow us on Twitter, that's at Midday Mumbles. Instagram at Midday Mumbles Podcast, and on YouTube Midday Mumbles. We have a Facebook page at Midday Mumbles. I mean, like us if you haven't already. We do a daily episode. But yeah, going back to Patreon, patreon.com/Midday Mumbles. That's again patreon.com/Midday Mumbles. Let's drive it in your head. That's marketing 101 right there. But so does anyone else have anything to say?
Nope. Have a good New Year.
Yeah. So,
yeah, you won't see us again till after New Year.
See you
next
year, guys. Gage, Isaac,
have a nice year.
Gage, Isaac, and Brody, signing off. Happy New Year.
Good night.